Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 9, we were shown how simply God can take us from the lowest position in life to a position of communing with Him. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And all of a sudden, here's Samuel seeing that God is faithful to his word to him. And then here's Saul, who's gone from searching for lost asses to feasting and sitting in a chief place. Just like our salvation when he takes us out of the miry clay and puts us on a rock. Oh, you're faithful in few things. He'll make you ruler over many things. Saul was faithful to do his father's bidding. Looking for the asses was probably not the best job in the world to do. There's something that he might have wanted to do. It may not have been that at all. But he did the menial work. He was faithful. And God's going to bless him. Well, after they have the meal, they go to the top of the house and commune. Now, we're not told what they said, but we do know their hearts begin to knit one to another. You know, I am just as moved by Samuel because this man is being replaced, not by another prophet, but by a man that is going to be called a king, going to take his judging place, so to speak. But since it's God's will, Samuel's not jealous. He's the guy that helps expedite this and bring this thing along. Listen, you may love that old preacher, and people might love this old preacher, but my day is going to end should the Lord tarry his coming. And we've got to pray that God will lift up his men and good men to stand in, yea, even better men. We find in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." You know, a lot of times we look at that verse and we think of sharing that verse with an unsaved person to get saved. And I think we can do that, but really it's primarily to Christians. God's wanting to come and commune with you, but you've got to open your heart to it. Now, Saul's heart is knitted with a prophet. Your heart can be knitted with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our prophet, who is our King of Kings, who is our Lord of Lords, who is our great high priest. And your heart can be knitted with him. Oh, Saul, who am I? I'm the least of all the tribes, and here you are, the prophet. The man of God, the judge here of Israel. Who am I? And boy, here's Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, holy. And he wants to come into my heart and commune with me. Oh, he does. Not that I understand why he would, except God loves us. And so we just have to simply open our heart to that. Well, the next day they rise up early to send away the men, you know, to send away Saul and his servant. Let's look at verses 26 and 27. And they arose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, "Up, that I may send thee away." And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. Saul is still asleep when Samuel's up. That old preacher got up and got along with God. And so he goes in there, "Get up, you know, hit the deck." And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us, and he passed on. Stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God. Well, Saul must be made to stand still, get his mind off the asses, off the business, yea, and even his dad. He needs to get his mind out of work, even out of the house, and listen to the man of God. Oh, my friend, ask God to help you to just clear your mind of all thoughts and decisions and worries when you come to the house of God, and ask him just to speak to you as the Word of God is taught in your Sunday school and preach from the pulpit. And I hope that you will do that and learn to do that instead of thinking of everything else and daydreaming and whatever else comes to mind. Now, in the next chapter, we're going to find that he anoints him. Now, at that moment, he's not the king yet. But because he anointed them, it's as good as done. It's the guarantee, just like our salvation. We're not in heaven yet. We still have an old nature, but the day is coming when this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. The day is coming when the adoption is complete, when we are caught up to be with him, as Romans 8:23 addresses. And so, here he is. Saul was set with Samuel, and even was allowed to sit at the chief seat at a banquet, and given the best portion of the meat, and told that we'll see later that he'll be the king of a nation. Now, being anointed and sitting at the chief seat at a banquet, that's great. That is really nice. But still not like being the king of the nation. God does great things for us in this life. But it's not what he's going to do for us in heaven. Oh, what we have in heaven is so much better. Now, as we come to the close of this chapter, we just want to draw some conclusions. Here was Saul. He was out hunting his father's asses. Before being called to the high place, he's out there in the low place. Be faithful in the low place, that you may be exalted to the high place. Luke 16:10, Jesus says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Yeah, I've seen this over the years as a pastor now. I've seen those that are not willing to teach his children's class because that's beneath their dignity. I think I can only teach an adult class. I've seen those that were not willing to sing in the choir, but they did want to sing solos. There are those that were not willing for working on a bus because that was also beneath their dignity, but they would like to be holding a position that has a name to it and people can see that they have this position in which they don't do a whole lot of work. And so the day is coming when the first shall be called last and the last shall be called first. Now, we can see that Saul was, at this point, not really what we'd call a mental giant. It even seems a servant did not trust his leadership and had to direct him as they were going along the way. But God views faithfulness, the non-quitter, the non-murmurer, as his choice, not the talented, not the gifted. I'm reminded of a passage which I am so thankful that it's in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 31, it says, for you see, your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men and after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Boy, I tell you what. Those three verses there, verse 26 to 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, boy, that could stand as my life's verses. I'm so thankful that they're there. And then verse 29, he says that no flesh should glory in his presence. I had a thing going here at the church where we have our Faith Promise Missions Conference. And we were not just low, we were almost 50% below the previous year's promise with a week to go to bring in our Faith Promise commitment. And in 1 week, God brought it to where it almost doubled itself. And, you know, and I remember thinking up to that point of, Lord, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? I've tried everything I could do. So all I could do is just leave it in God's hand. We prayed, we did what we could do, and then the rest had to be at the Lord. You know what? The Lord brought it up. The Lord did it. And we could not glory in what we did because God did it all, and we knew that. And he goes on, verse 30 and 31 of 1 Corinthians 1, but of him are ye in Christ, Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. You know, Romans 10:10 says that we believe unto righteousness, but understand that righteousness is Christ's righteousness, not our own. And so let him be your glory. As Galatians 2:20 says, that we, the life we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Well, Saul was willing to ask counsel from God. Now that we have the completed Word of God, we can go directly to God. That's why Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need. I'm afraid that too often people are looking to the pastors as counselors, and they're waiting for what he's going to say and what he wants them to do more than what they're searching the scriptures. If you're saved, you have a personal relationship with God. Search the scriptures. Pray. Fast. Seek God. And after a while, those things haven't worked out. Just ask the pastor. Say, Pastor, can you share with me some scriptures? This is the problem. And I've really been seeking God, and maybe you can help me to find God's answer. We have many preachers today that are using techniques of counseling and are relying on it more than they are the Word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.